This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In Santa Fe, New Mexico this weekend, artists from Afghanistan, South America, and everywhere in between are gathering for the world's largest folk art market. They're selling woven baskets and handmade silk scarves, and it's a chance for many struggling artists to make some much-needed money. But before they do that, they need a little business training. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler joins us this morning from Santa Fe with that part of the story. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So in addition to going to this market and selling their wares, it sounds like some of these artists need to get a little bit of a crash course in business.
Yeah, a lot of these artists don't have any formal education, so they need to start with the very basics. You know, it's sort of like one of those reality TV shows where fashion designers compete to try to get into a big department store. Huh. But in this case, the artisans have industry professionals who will work with them as mentors for the next year. People like Marilyn Kawakami. She's the former president of Ralph Lauren Women's Wear. She says it's a big jump from selling goods directly to a consumer.
It's another thing for a department store that gives a certain quantity in orders that they be delivered on time and in the right place. And that requires a level of expertise. And that is in part what this mentorship program that we're doing on is to identify who's ready for the next stage.
And Jeff, for those artists who are ready for the next stage, what kind of economic impact does this training have?
Well, this can absolutely change people's lives. I mean, most of these people are very poor, so the money from sales will help them do things like send their kids to school, buy medicine, get pure drinking water. And for women especially, it can be transformational. I spoke with Regina Hamidi, who runs a company called Kandahar Treasure in Afghanistan. She describes the social impact for one of her workers.
She cried to me one day saying, before we started working with you, we would be invited to attend ceremonies, weddings, receptions in the communities as servants. Now that we have money and now that we are able to afford, you know, decent clothing, we are invited as guests.
Hamidi says the business training has helped her establish sort of a professionalism that has let her company land some big contracts with U.S. retailers.
What a difference a little business training makes. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler in Santa Fe, where the International Folk Art Market runs through Sunday. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
My pleasure.